I mean, how could you not love them instantly? And they didn't even have probably their best, not probably their best offensive kids.
I was like, in the alternate universe, I said, Caleb Shaw is watching this. Guys, are fine.
They've done this before. They did this. I mean, they've done it to great teams before. So it's just like, I don't even know if that's really a big win for him.
He is a leader on defense. I mean, this kid has a motor, man. I mean, you can just tell he gets into the game and he starts to defend and everybody just kind of rallies behind him. He's just, he's their leader. Like, he's everything for them.
He's him.
He's him. If you don't love that win, you don't love Arizona small ball. I mean, I don't care what level you're on. That performance is one that's going to go in the record books. What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always. And we're going to start this whole episode off with a rematch from the 1A championship game last year. Bobo is at North Valley Christian. We're going to talk about a bunch of other games. There are some game winners and some great performances. Big Reyes, how you doing, big dog?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing good. I'm going to start this podcast off right, and I'm going to give you a really hard time for your matchups of the week last week, because we talk about this awesome 1A rematch, and you forgot to put it in our matchups of the week, big dog. I'm going to give you this opportunity to explain yourself, bro.
You want me to tell what I told you?
I want you to explain yourself. This is for our audience, because there was a ton of people who wrote into the show being like, how are you guys not talking about North Valley and Bobo? And I was like, what the heck, Reyes?
Your five-star general screwed the pooch on that one, boys and girls.
You did. I want you to tell everybody what happened, Reyes.
So as I'm going through the matchups of the week, I go 3A, 2A, 1A, right? As we got closer to the weekend, I just checked for the 3A.
You just stayed with the big dogs, huh? You didn't even care to look at the 1A.
Didn't even show love to the 2A or 1A. And that is my mistake, because there's two matchups that we missed.
I think it was just because you didn't really care about, you don't think North Valley and Bobo is going to be a good game. I think that's really what it was, Reyes. I think you saw it. You were just like, nah, it's not going to be a good game.
I'm the one that put Bobo on the mat for you, buddy. Remember that.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did, bro.
We hope you guys are all doing great this week. You know, I haven't said this in a while, but I do want to say this. You know, there's thousands of you guys that tune in for every single episode. And if you're not subscribed, head on over to Apple Podcasts, head on over to Spotify, hit follow, hit subscribe. And then while you're there, leave us a review, man. That would be an awesome present for the new year for you guys to leave us an honest review. Let us know how we're doing. That really helps the quality of the show. But we're going to start this thing off with North Valley and Bobo. North Valley gets the win at home, 68-61 over Bobo. And Reyes, are you shocked about this outcome? Did you have North Valley winning? Did you have Bobo winning after you finally looked at the matchup and you're trying to make a prediction?
I did have North Valley winning because it was at home at North Valley Christian, right? I think if it was at Bobo, things could have been different. If you watch the game, you could kind of see what I mean, because this was a back-and-forth game. If you watch the first, like, 5 minutes of the game, 5-6 minutes of the game of North Valley and Bobo, you probably would have turned it off just because you would have probably thought, oh, no, like, Bobo can't compete. And
it was
then
crazy out of hand early, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was
feeling for Bobo, bro. I was like, dude, come on. I know they're way better than that, how they started.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And like I said, I think North Valley was up 11-0. And then
no, they were up 16-0.
Was it 16-0?
The end of the first. It was 16-0 before North Valley scored their first field goal. North Valley didn't score their first field goal in the game until like a minute left in the first
Bobo
quarter.
Bobo didn't score their first field goal.
I'm sorry, Bobo. Yeah, I meant to say Bobo. But Bobo didn't score their first field goal there.
Yeah, and I went quarter by quarter on my little, like, notes and stuff like that, man. But, you know, Bobby Rodriguez got off to a great start. And then how about the man, the myth, the legend, dude, Devin Anto, man. Just giving him a little light at the end of the quarter. He scored six straight points for Bobo, I think, to make it like 20-6 or something like that, or 18-6.
You know, it's funny, like with teams, there's a lot of different roles on teams. And for a lot of players, you know, or for a lot of teams, they all have a player that can make things happen, you know. Mm. And, I mean, it's undisputed. Bobo's got a lot of great players, but it's Devin Antone for sure, bro. I mean, this kid, he is crazy, man.
This kid's a bucket, dude, and, like, he plays so hard. I mean, all of Bobo does, right? But I think in that first quarter, right, I mean, North Valley was just ready for the game. Bobo just kind of seemed timid. I don't know about what you thought, but I just thought in the first quarter, right, I think that North Valley kind of got up in their shorts on defense. I think Bobo just didn't really know how to respond. North Valley was just winning on the boards. I mean, obviously, right, to Cameron Rice, right, 6'7", 6'8". Just,
sure. It was great to see Cameron Rice back in action, though, which is awesome.
And he had a great game himself, you know what I mean? And it's so funny just because if you're like a public school, you know, Christian school, and you're not used to playing these reservation schools, man, like whenever those bigs get the ball, dude, it's just a war down there.
It's like almost dude, those, a disadvantage to be big.
It really is because, man, they just go after you, man. They don't even care how big you are, how tall you are, man. They'll somehow swipe the ball out of your hand. So, yeah, but for the first quarter, man, North Valley was in control. And then for me, second quarter, Devin Antone, like I said, he scored six straight to end the first quarter. And then he immediately to start the second quarter, hits a midi, and then just kind of picks off where he left off. Bobo goes into like a 1-2-2 little diamond press. And it kind of really shook North Valley up a little bit. And they were able to, you know, convert on turnovers, you know, score in transition and all the other things.
It almost felt like, and this is, you know, obviously, right? But once they started to score, it really helped them settle in because then they could get into their pressure, and then that helps them play exactly how they want to play, you know. So I thought that was great, man. Yeah, in that second quarter, they started to get stops. Antone, you know, I don't want to talk about him too much, but you know what? Forget it. Why not, bro? The kid is so fun to watch. You know, just a little bit of a – if you don't know this, you know, our intro is, you know, me and Ray talking about certain players and certain things. The first thing I say is, how could you not instantly love them and they didn't have one of their best offensive kids? And it's talking about Bobo and Antone at the Summer Sweet 16. This season, he's had 3 30-point games. One of those was like 38 on Flagstaff. I mean, the kid is a stud, and he is kind of what got them going, but also Xavier Meese started to get involved too, hitting some threes.
His brother or cousin, is it Ashone?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think it's Ashone Antone. I don't know either. I think it's Ashone, I think. I could be wrong. I'm sorry if I, you know, butchered that. But
he
got going, too, especially, you know, late in the third and stuff like that. And the second quarter, too, as well. You know, he was contributing. He was making plays. He got to the line. I think before Meese and the other Antone brother or cousin scored, I think Devin had, like, 11 or, like, 14 points by himself. I think it was like 14.
I know, it was like just him. It was crazy.
It was he's literally him at that point, you know what I mean? But like you said, it was really nice to see other Bobo players, like you said, like Meese and other Antone, you know, stepping up and, you know, getting to the line and making layups. Yeah. And yeah, just kind of contributing game back into that game.
So, I mean, just perspective on how great of a second quarter Bobo had. They tied the game with a minute 20 left in the half, right? So, I mean, they go out like 16-0, and they're able to chip away at that. They're able to claw back and do well. The second half, Bobo goes to a zone for a little bit, which I liked that little change of pace thing that they did.
It was like a 1-2-2, but then, like, you know, Devin would drop back into the middle, and then, yeah, they were kind of all over the place with that, but it really disrupted North Valley a little bit.
I know, and I thought that Bobo's pressure and their defense really started to wear on North Valley a little bit, but, you know, like, it's funny, I wrote this down because this is exactly what Bobo wants to make you do, right? There was a play where Cameron Rice was dribbling at half court or, like, right around the, like, the red line, volleyball line, and he tried to dribble through a double team and turned it over. And it's like, that is the last thing that Coach Walker wants. Like, you don't want your 6'7 guy dribbling through a double team at, like, half court, you know? But that's kind of the chaos of Bobo and what they lend towards. So it's really cool with that. Cameron Rice did do some really good things here. And we're talking a lot about Bobo, even though they lost. But, you know, transitioning to North Valley, like, North Valley, to me, just looked very poised and under control. Even though there was times where things got chaotic, and I feel like the pressure did kind of help Bobo, North Valley never panicked.
No.
You know, they have a bunch of players. It wasn't just Bobby in this game, which was kind of fun to watch. It was Bobby. It was Ruelas. It was Jethro. It was Cameron Rice back. It was Ruffin. Like, I looked at five to six players that were making an impact and really kind of changing the game for North Valley. So they were kind of like calm, cool, and collected, and they kept their composure and were able to pull away at the end. But this is a huge win for North Valley in this championship rematch that they had at home.
Do you think this is like a preview of the state title 1A, you know, matchup?
It could be.
Can Babo make it back?
Yes, they can. Absolutely. You watch Babo play, you can't count them out. Like,
you can't.
Because what makes them so good is not their size. It's not because they're all knockdown shooters. It's not because they're even the most skilled. It's just the style of play that they have, the heart, you know. So they're going to have that. They're going to have that every single night. So, I mean, absolutely they're going to have a huge chance to get back to the championship game. But you know what my biggest thing is, and we've been saying this to our team like crazy, and all of you guys are experiencing this. Once you get into region play, you're playing against better teams. Especially when you're playing against a team like a North Valley who is the favorite to win the title for the 1A, right? You play against a Valley Christian. You play against a Gilbert Christian. You play against a Santan Charter. You can't have a lot of things go wrong if you're planning to beat them, right? Mm. And it could be as simple as, hey, we turned the ball over 18 times, right? You can't really expect to win if you're going to do that. And for Babo, honestly, I thought it came down to, because they went toe-to-toe with North Valley for the majority of the game.
Oh, it's absolutely.
That's how they started. You can't start 16-0 and then expect to, you know, it's something as simple as that. That you come back, and they even took the lead at one point a couple times, but you just can't expect to truly beat a good team like that having a slow start. You got to have a great start, you know. And
I think that kind of goes into the fourth quarter, right? Babo kind of started off a little bit slower. North Valley had like an 8-0 run, and kind of at that point, you know what I mean, Babo, then they're kind of just playing back and forth a little bit, but North mm-hmm. Valley was able to hold on to the league lead and, you know, take the win at home.
So, okay, question here about North Valley, right? So it was great to see Cameron Rice back in action. You know, you've seen Desert Christian play. You've seen Babo play. You've seen North Valley play. I'm assuming you've seen the Gregory School play. I know that you have, right? So, I mean, if you were to, and we're going to do a preview of the rankings coming out, because they come out this Tuesday. They come out tomorrow. So check our Patreon for that, because that'll be a fun talk. Would you say North Valley is the best team with Cameron Rice back? Would you put them at a number one? Or would you put them at number two, right behind, like, the Gregory School?
I think I'd put him number one. I think having Cameron Rice back, you know, Bobby's been doing. That's crazy. Like, I know.
It's getting crazy. You can make an argument for that.
You can make an argument for that. I think you would go ahead and put the Gregory School, right? Because the Gregory School has been doing exactly what they've been needing to do all year long.
I don't know. I mean, it changes things for sure that North Valley has Cameron Rice back. And even watching them play and how they handled themselves against a really good Babo squad, like, that's impressive. So,
I think that's one of the reasons why, because besides, you know, Babo, North Valley has been, you know, I shouldn't say cleaning the division or anything like that, but, you know, they've been doing what they've been needing to do, right? They've been winning big games and, you know, taking care of business. But when it came to Babo, right, this is a huge perennial small ball matchup for the 1A, for a small ball fanatic, and they were able to hold on, like you said, get a 7-point win over a very tough team like in Babo. And Babo's knocked off Desert Christian already, so same as North Valley. You know what I mean? I think Babo and the Gregory School have already played, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Ryan, the Gregory School did win that one.
Did Babo play the Gregory School? Let me see.
I thought they did. Sure. I could be crazy. No,
Babo
did they?
Did not. They did, and they lost 63-64 by one, bro.
That was the one. See, that's what I'm saying. And so, like, that gives me confidence in North Valley, right? And obviously, mm-hmm. you know, styles make plays and styles make matchups and stuff like that. But I think right now with Cameron Rice back, the composure he brings, the size in the paint, the experience that North mm-hmm. Valley has back now, I think that's just a huge for them. And so I would put them at number one in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Unless you are not subscribed to the AZ Press and you have to wait till 12, you losers.
That's true. Cameron Rice and Raisin Smith out of the Gregory School, what a fun matchup.
I think that you know, it'd almost be like the senior taking, you know, like literally the senior taking the freshman to school and stuff like that. I think Cameron Rice would just have a little bit more. I think, dude.
You think?
Ooh. I like Cameron Rice's game, dude. Like, he's put on a few. You know what I mean? He's a lot bigger and stronger. Not saying he's a lot bigger and stronger than, you know, Rosen Smith or anything like that. But, I mean, just for his whole, like, you know, physique, right? Do you remember when he first came into North Valley?
Yeah, he was skinny.
Little string beating. Now he's kind of like a thicker kid. You know what I mean? He's able to, you know, move around. He can dribble outside the perimeter. And like I said, he's tough.
You heard it here first, Raisin Smith, that he would take you to school. I hope we get that matchup. That would be so fun. Let's move on to
Who do you think would match up? Who do you think would match up first? You think North Valley would meet Gregory, or do you think Bob would meet Gregory in the playoffs?
I don't know. It all depends, right? I mean, who's going to have a higher seed? I think North Valley will have a higher seed than Bobo.
But, isn't it crazy that North Valley's overall record's 8-8?
Hey, I say that. Bobo will probably have a higher seeding. If they don't. Well, no, you're right, because they have lost. Bobo's lost more. North Valley would have a higher seeding.
North Valley's 8-8. Isn't that crazy to think? Like, overall, right? Obviously, that doesn't matter.
I'm just looking at PowerPoint play.
Yeah, they're 7-1.
So Bobo's lost 3 times, so they're going to be a little bit lower. So, yeah. But, okay, so let's move on to the 1A East here, because there was another great matchup. That is, I talked about this on Patreon. For all of you guys in the Army, shout outs to you guys. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? But, you know, I did a bonus episode about Cicero Prep at Lincoln Prep.
I'm sorry,
Lincoln Prep at Cicero Prep. We got that mixed up last week.
The Battle of the Great Hearts.
But this was a great matchup in the 1A East, in my opinion. I said this on Patreon. But whichever team wins this, because these teams are going to play twice, whichever team wins this this first matchup, I think is poised to win the region, right? And, man, it was a battle to start off. Cicero Prep gets the win over Lincoln Prep, and I want to get the score right here.
Was it like 34 to?
I think it was 35 to 37. Yeah, it's 37 to 35. Cicero Prep wins over Lincoln Prep and the Lightning. This is perfect that you're here, Reyes. I'm going to put you on the hot seat right now.
Put me on the hot seat, dude.
He's heating up.
Burn, baby, burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
We talk about the Honey Badger's Den, right? We talk about. Some different things with that. What would we call the Lincoln Preps? Like, what's their arena called?
Oh, because they're the Lightning, right?
Mm-hmm. So what I said on Patreon is like the Lincoln Prep, like the Lightning's clouds?
No.
I didn't know what to call it.
The Honey Badger, then you have the Trojan Castle, you have the Knights, you know, Castle. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Prep Lightning. What would you put for that? Like, what does Zeus call his home?
Olympus. Mount Olympus. Dude, that's it. It's Mount Olympus, bro. It's freaking awesome. I love that.
Mount Olympus, I think, or something like that, right? Just because
I'm a history teacher, bro. It's Mount Olympus. I'm telling you.
Bro, you're not a real history teacher. You don't know history. For those of you guys listening, dude, Jeff gets all his stuff from Wikipedia.
Okay, so Cicero Prep, they end up playing really well. Just kind of breaking it down by quarter. You know, there was a lot of great games. We didn't get to watch a whole lot of games because a lot of them weren't really live streamed, so we're doing our best with this stuff. But it looked like Lincoln Prep really had a great first half, scoring, I think it was 21 points or 23 points in the first half to Cicero Prep's 12 points. So they were up really playing well. I talked about this on Patreon. These are two teams that are very good defensively. They average holding their opponents in the 40s. I think Lincoln Prep is in the mid-40s. And Cicero Prep is in the high 40s or vice versa, but they're both in the 40s and they do a really good job defensively. This game was no different. I mean, 37 to 35, that's just a freaking defensive battle, which is awesome. But the killer for Lincoln Prep was that third quarter. They're pretty slow out in that third quarter. Cicero Prep got to get going a little bit and they end up winning by 2, but would have loved to see how this game shook out, but you know, I'm sure that Yurkowski was definitely a factor in this game. We got to talk about this too, right? Because Coach Foshi, shout outs to you, he sent us a little bit of his game plan. Dude, that thing was so detailed, bro.
It was pretty cool. It was legit, dude. That was awesome.
That was like Coach Foshi. Really cool, you know. So
sent over from Mount Olympus. That does sound better.
From Mount Olympus, bro. Oh my god,
it was sent over from Mount Olympus.
So like, here's what I was thinking about. You know, it actually made me feel very good. Just that, like, we have some really great – the stigma for a lot of schools and small ball, but especially in 1A, is like, oh, they're not really great coaches, you know? Like, they're just kind of out there because they need somebody. And that may
they're
be
just
true.
A teacher doing – yeah.
Yeah, and it may be true for some, but, like, this was, like, super cool because I'm going to be honest – I've been coaching for a long time, and it's been a long time since I've seen a game plan that was that detailed. And
in a hot second,
we're talking about player tendencies. We're talking about history between last year compared to this year. We're talking about anything, even their baseline out of bounds plays, and kind of breaking down everything. And
what they ate for lunch, like, it was crazy.
Yeah, you know, like what kind of tights they wear, or as you love to say.
What do I love to say, bro?
I was going to say what size their jock strap was.
That's crazy, dog. Jeff's already getting out of pocket, and it's not even the page. Hey, is it? I don't know if this is true, but this is what I feel. I feel like a lot of these games this year are not live streamed as opposed to last year. I feel like it was so much easier to watch a lot of games as opposed to this year.
Well, but it's always like week to week. I thought you were going to say something about Patreon, so that's why I put that music on there.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. Shout out to the Army. Join the Army.
Yeah, it goes week to week, though. Like, you know, some are, some aren't, you know, and it kind of is what it is. But
it
anyways,
is not what it is.
Cicero
live stream your games, guys.
Yeah, that's true. It does make it easier. Cicero Prep does get the win here over Lincoln Prep. And we could talk about that for a second. It puts us in kind of a weird spot because there are certain teams that I will ask for game film from because we want to watch it, you know. But we're also coaches, right? So, like,
it's like weird because they probably think we're scouting.
Yeah, so it's like we have to pick our spots. But, like, I have never done this where we have, like, asked for film
and then,
like,
scout them.
Like, for that, like, I never ask for any film or anything from anybody in the 3A or in our region, right? Like, it'll always be lower, like, 1A. Maybe a 2A school that I know that we don't have any connection with that we're not going to play, right? So that's kind of a funny thing. But a great matchup there in the 1A, two great ones there in the 1A, and Cicero and North Valley getting the win there. Let's move to the 2A because there were some pretty big games that were going on in the 2A. Can we start with Glendale and PCD?
Can we talk
about
Footprint
Glendale
Arena.
At the Footprint Arena.
So another thing, you couldn't watch that game unless you were there, right? Max Preps mm-hmm. doesn't have quarter by quarter or anything like that. So all we have from that is just the game.
Right.
Just the final score. That's all we have. Right. But with that being said, though, I mean, Glendale Prep gets a huge win over PCD. And PCD, if you haven't been following, which you'd be kind of crazy having, the Eagles have been just soaring kind of through everybody lately.
They have been on a tear. Let's just talk about PCD and their games leading up to this game that was January 6th.
It's crazy.
Glendale Prep gets the win 42-37 over PCD, but this is PCD since Christmas, right? They went
Let's
to the
go December
Coyote. They went to the Coyote Basketball Invitational. They beat Ariti Prep. They beat Northwest Christian. They beat Desert Christian. They beat Phoenix Christian. They win the entire thing, which was impressive. They go on the road. They beat Tempe Prep 53-24, and then they go to the Footprint Center or the Footprint Arena, and then they lose to a Glendale Prep team that we talked about them at the beginning of the season, that they have the makeup to be a really great team, that they have size, they have guards, they have some athleticism. But early in the season, we felt like they were still figuring each other out. Are we looking at a Glendale Prep that is kind of trending upwards right now?
You know, I think it would almost be – I mean, Glendale Prep overall is 4-2, right? Their last tournament was in the Panther Hoops Classic also. But they were playing out-of-state teams. They do drop one to Push Ridge, and they lose Paradise Honor 64-35, right? But they bounce back, huge win against PCD. So, I don't know. I think that Glendale Prep is trying to figure it out. I think I don't know if they fully have yet, and I mean, we're going to find out, right? Because after PCD – you know, later in the week, they do got Phoenix Christian, which we'll be talking about that a little bit more. But, I mean, I like Glendale Prep's team overall. I think they're very well coached. I think they're pretty disciplined for the most part. Their guard play is tough. Kraus has been playing pretty strong as of late in the season. And Glendale Prep's big, Fredrickson, Chase, I think that he needs to kind of take a bigger step in his role if Glendale's going to make some real noise.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, because they have something that's unique that nobody else has in the two.
They have a 6'10 kid, dude.
Yeah, like a legit, and he can finish, and he's got some good stuff mobile. He can shoot it. Let's talk about Glendale Prep for a second and their defense, though. They held PCD to their lowest scoring
37
of the entire year. 37. The next closest with Horizon Honors, and PCD still won that game, but they put up 44. But this is, I mean, they held them in the 30s. And when we know what PCD is like, we know the shooting they have, the way they can catch fire strong. So to me, this shows that Glendale Prep is a very, very defensively minded team right now, that they're clicking really well on the defensive end, which is great. And with PCD, too, I'm thinking about that, like who PCD has next coming up. They get a rematch with Phoenix Christian, but this one is at home, which that's kind of an interesting one.
Oh, I know, with PCD. If that,
did you have
I know.
That in your matchups that you were looking
so
at?
So I actually had kind of both of Glendale Prep PCD, PC, okay. And then PCD, PC. So, I mean,
okay, yeah.
I mean,
so
Phoenix Christian.
We can talk about it, yeah.
We can talk about both.
Talk
about
later
no.
in the matchups, not right now.
No, not right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. But it's a great win for Glendale Prep. They're trending upwards. And, I mean, if we're being honest, like, the 2A is loaded right now, right? I feel like you have Santan Charter, who's number one, and then you have, like, 7 to 9 teams that are all going to be super competitive with each other, right?
Mm.
PCD's been on a tear. Remember who beat them in the beginning of the season is Heritage, right? We forget about them. ALA is in there, right? Rancho gets a huge win over Highland Prep, you know? And I know Highland Prep is shorthanded right now, but Rancho has some great pieces in the 2A. Like, I'm just saying, I still think the 2A is Santan's to lose, but there's a lot of great competition. And, man, come tournament time, this is going to be so fun to watch in the 2A.
I can't wait, dude.
Who do you think, after Santan Charter, knowing everything that you know right now, who do you think is the next closest to challenging them?
Man, with eBay out, it's hard to say Highland Prep still.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty hard to say. I think my next best bet would be a Rancho or even a...
A Rancho? Like, is this in no particular order, or are you going in order?
No particular order. I think, like, okay. A Rancho or a Phoenix Christian. And then I think it would be safe to say, like, an Arizona Lutheran, you know? Mm. I think those three teams just kind of come to mind automatically if they were to give Santan a challenge. But Santan right now, they're just on another level.
They are.
I hate to say it for the two-way, right?
No, see, that just came out. You love to hate, dude.
I love to hate.
You hate to say that, like, I can't lie. They're doing really good.
Because, like, you know, Highland's my number one pick still, dude. And, you know, Santan's just been doing what Santan's been doing.
Yeah. I mean,
hashtag ring season is what they've been posting.
Ring season, bro. I mean, I'm with that. I don't disagree with them at all. You know the matchup I would love to see. And it would be a rematch of the summer, but Valley Christian versus Santan Charter.
Gosh, I know.
That's who I'd love to see. You know, I think
if
it'd
only.
Be a little bit crazy. If only, though, I think it'd be great. Okay.
Let's just set that up.
Just figure it out. Let's move into there were some game winners that were in the 3A, and then we'll kind of end with the 3A here. Huge time game winners. We'll talk about Snowflake for a second. We haven't talked about Snowflake a whole lot this year. And Snowflake they had a massive matchup against Pima. And if I remember right, I think it was at home.
Snowflake it was at Snowflake, was. Yeah, and they won 41-38, dude.
They won 41-38. Ty Boone hits a game-winning, or really a go-ahead three against Pima to get that win in overtime. Huge win for Snowflake, and huge shouts-outs to the bigs shooting some threes. You got to love that. And, you know, let's look at Snowflake and let's talk about them and kind of where they fall in the East, because the East is going to be kind of an interesting battle here this year. And I don't know if you agree with that or not in the 3A.
No, I agree with you. Like I said, Snowflake overall is 5-2, right? This is discounting tournament plays, anything like that. But, I mean, they got wins over Algesay, Round Valley, Pima. They did lose to Winslow, though. They lost to Winslow and Safford. And that's another team, too, we have not been talking about a lot, is Safford. Safford's been, you know, collecting some wins.
Safford's got some stuff brewing over there in the South. We mentioned them last week a little bit.
Yeah, they're collecting a little bit, so it's kind of interesting. But, yeah, I know Snowflake in the East, man, I like their – I like how they fare. Their next game is going to be Winslow and Payson. Winslow will be on the road, so that'll be a very tough one. And then, like I said, you got Payson. And Payson, you know, they've been doing what they've been needing to do, right? They're playing very hard. They're playing tough. 5-3 overall, dude, yeah.
Yeah, I really like Snowflake. And I forget where you place them in your projected rankings for how they're going to finish in the East. Do you remember where you put them?
I'm going to find it right now. But I think, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I had them like...
Three or four?
I think it was fourth.
Yeah.
It's so nice just eat beanie. All right, here. I had them. Oh, I had them fifth.
Oh, who'd you have above them? And let's see if you would think differently now.
I have Winslow one.
Okay.
Holbrook two. Blue Ridge three.
You're so freaking biased, bro. You're crazy, dude.
Blue Ridge three. Sholo four. Snowflake five. And then Payson six.
See, and I don't know that I hate that. I mean, Snowflake fans are listening to this. And, you know,
punch in the
like,
air.
Oh,
they're probably going to send me some Legos and stuff
know,
like that.
I know, and I get that. That's fair, but I don't
How about someone sent you like a reel or something like that of like Legos?
Hey, shout outs to all of you guys sending me some stuff about Reyes and some of the outlandish things that he says on this podcast, like the Legos. But
someone has to be the heel.
I don't hate the fact that – I don't hate that placement. The only thing is Blue Ridge. I don't know. They're kind of – they're a little bit interesting to me. Because I feel like they can play really well, but then they can also, I don't know. But I like all of those. Honestly, I don't think I would change that, to be honest.
And that's what's tough, right? We have there's no scores input as far as the Cougar Classic, so we don't know how Blue Ridge did. They played Music Mountain, Wilcox, Thatcher, Seton Catholic, and, you know, Cibicue. But like I said, we don't know how they did. Sure. And so their next test would be Holbrook on January 9th.
It's going to be fun to watch the East. I like the East a lot. I like them a lot this year, more than I did in previous years. I don't know why.
I agree. But, hashtag yeah. I agree, dude.
Okay. Another game winner, and you know, wrapped up in this game winner, we're going to talk about Yuma Catholic here for a second, because we don't talk about Yuma Catholic much, Ray.
It's hard to, just because some of the teams they play, like, we don't really know about. And then, like, you know, no disrespect to the West or anything like that, but, you know,
right. More than not knowing about certain teams, it's a lot more their competition and their schedule.
I didn't want to say that.
And respectfully. Who they're playing against. And that's okay. You know, it's whatever. But, like, we always have them high in the rankings, and I feel bad because we never talk about Yuma Catholic because of that until they lose a big game, because that's usually what happens. Or we talked about them against Holbrook last year when Braden Morris sent your Roadrunners running home, right? But, I mean, Yuma Catholic had a huge week this past week. They get matched up against Parker, their rival there in the West, and they end up taking care of business against Parker and dominating. It looks like Yuma Catholic is going to win this region again.
56-47, not necessarily dominating. But
Fernando Vasquez was the player of the game. Shouts out to you, Coach Leo Scott. But he was the player of the game picked by AZ Preps. And later on in the week, I think it was on Saturday night.
2 days ago.
So Saturday night, Fernando Vasquez hits a game winner against Gilbert Christian at home. And, you know, it's funny, and I'm going to be complete full disclosure, right? We have conversations with coaches all the time. We had a conversation with a coach that will remain nameless. And we asked them about Yuma Catholic, and we said, are they contenders or are they pretenders? That's what Reyes said. And this coach said that they were pretenders.
Scary hours.
That's not us. That's just somebody who said that right?
It's a third
but
party.
But then they turn around and they take care of Gilbert Christian at home, right? I mean, you're going to tell me Gilbert Christian is a pretender? I don't think so. So the 3A is also similar to the 2A in that Valley Christian's up at the top. And maybe Yuma, Gilbert, Ironwood, because, you know, we're going to talk about that in a second. Maybe they're all just still a tier below Valley Christian. You know, I don't know what you think about that.
I think it's kind of fair to say six, right? Question mark. You know, I know I'm public enemy, but I did give fair grace for the other team. And, man, I was just wrong. And I just I got an interesting FaceTime. Let's just say, but shouts out to the boys over there, dude.
I don't even have anything. It just felt appropriate to play that right there.
Man, that was crazy. I had just six question mark. Oh, and then, like I said, I guess Luke Shaw's just feeling a little bit different nowadays.
I mean, hold on really quick. Before we get
before we get to that, let's stay on Yuma real
quick. So let's look at Yuma Catholic and the rest of their schedule, right?
So they got Kingman. Hey, can we talk about this real quick? I know that we probably, like, this will be like a quick, like a little minute thing, but hey, shout out to the Bulldogs, bro. You know what I mean? Like, Kingman's been playing tough, dude. They're 6-2 overall. That's probably the best year that Kingman's kind of had. Like I said, they took care of business against Kingman Academy. You know, they lose to Lee Williams. They beat Odyssey by double digits. They beat ALA West Foothills. They beat Tonopah. Now they got Yuma Catholic. I think, I'm not saying, obviously, Kingman's not a contender by any means, you know, respectfully. But I think, I'm just kind of curious to see what the scores
are. Respectful at all.
I'm just saying.
You're like, but, you know, respectfully.
Respectfully, but I'm curious to see the score spread on this Yuma Catholic game, just because it'll tell me a little bit more about Kingman and just about the Bulldogs themselves.
I can give you my prediction right now.
Give it. I think for them, I put them in the 3A West. Where are they at? Oh, I put them fourth.
I mean, I think Yuma Catholic wins this by 20+.
I put Yuma at one in the region, Parker two. I still put West Foothills at three. Mm-hmm. But this was December 14th.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember if this was before or after, you know, the departure of, you know, some kids.
I think
stuff.
It was before. No, so, it would have been after. There's no way. That would have been after.
It would have been
put
after,
them
right?
above Parker. Yeah, you would have put them above Parker. So, going back to Yuma Catholic, and yeah, quick shout out to the Bulldogs over at Kingman. But looking at the rest of Yuma Catholic's schedule, right? It looks like the majority of their tough game, no, all their tough games are out of the way, except for the Central California team. I don't know anything.
No,
about
they
them.
Still, hey, they still got Parker January 26th. I know it's away, but I'm just saying, dude. Could Parker steal one?
I mean, yeah, I mean, technically on paper, anybody could, but I don't.
I'm just
see
asking
it.
For your opinion,
I don't
dude.
See it.
And then Heritage
I'm
Academy,
you, I just don't see it.
You don't think Heritage can steal one?
They do play Heritage Academy. Okay, so I
at Heritage
of everything that I'm seeing, I think the biggest test for them left is at Heritage. I think ALA West Foothills, they take care of them, and then I think they also, because they have them both times still. I think they take care of Parker because that one's at home this time, and yeah, I mean Odyssey, I think they got them. River Valley, they got them. So I think it's just Heritage. So Yuma Catholic has had another great season, and it looks like they're kind of just poised to roll into this tournament. My biggest thing that I think is good that they changed this year is their schedule is a little bit tougher, right? Gilbert Christian, Northwest, like even just those two games, like those are really good for them.
Absolutely, hashtag I agree, dude.
Okay, let's end this thing, and then we'll transition to our matchups of the week with Valley Christian versus ALA. Yeah. This was our big-time matchup of the week.
Two teams that I am public enemy number one at.
And you are the public enemy number one for both of these teams.
Shouts out to the Warriors and Trojans.
Valley Christian gets the big win over ALA Ironwood. I don't remember what the score was, but I know it was by 30
88-58.
88-58. Valley Christian gets the win at home. And, you know, we saw a little bit about Luke Shaw. I didn't know he was like that, dude.
He's just feeling different this year.
I didn't know he was like that. He looked like Caleb.
He heard the noise going on with all this, you know, nonsense in the air.
It's crazy, dude. He sucked the gravity right out of the room in that, right out of the gym in that play.
Sure did, dude.
Did you like that statement or did you not like that statement?
It was a little different, but hey.
Have you never heard that?
Suck the gravity? No, I've never
You never heard that, like, out of the commentary? He sucked the gravity right out of the building.
No, I have not, but it sounds pretty cool.
You don't watch, like, sports, then? You're crazy. You've heard that before.
I don't think I have, I swear.
That's crazy. Anyways, Valley Christian, you know, we talked about them. Like, they're two biggest contenders to hopefully, not hopefully, but that could spoil their three-peat. Is we talk about Gilbert Christian, and then we talk about ALA Ironwood. You know, I mean, this was one of their first tests. They'll see them again on the road, and I mean, you have to imagine that ALA Ironwood is going to do a better job on the road or at home. But, I mean, this is a rough I mean, what's your percentage chance now, Reyes, that Valley Christian is going to get upset in the tournament? Last time you said 30%.
It's been steadily dropping. I'm going to go to, like, a solid 29. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go, like, a solid, like, I'm going to go, like, a solid, like, 15.
A 15%? Whoa, okay. That's tough, Reyes. That's so you're getting some faith.
Man, it's just the fact of, like, I thought, you know, I thought Iron Wood, at least they do play them again at their place, right? Mm-hmm. I just thought that they would put up a better fight against, you know, Valley Christian, like I said. And maybe, who knows, we weren't there, we didn't see the game. You know, it could have been an off night for them. But, I mean, you know, 30 points is 30 points at the end of the day.
Right. And maybe and I think a better way to say it is not like Ailey Ironwood putting up a better fight. Reyes, I'm trying to help you in this because you're stinking or you're.
I'm depressed, deeper. Dude. I'm sorry. I know, you're dude. Sinking I don't know.
Deeper into like the public enemy number one thing.
I know,
think
dude.
It's
I'm not
much less about ALA.
I'm not trying to sink into the public enemy. I'm trying to be like public enemy like number two.
Okay, well, I mean, who is before you? It's not me.
I don't know, dude. Whoever they hate more than whoever
the
they
schools.
Like, they're right.
We'll just say that the bigger schools.
The bigger schools probably enemy.
No but one. I think it's much more like Valley Christian is just playing at another level right now. So. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Valley Christian, I mean, think about this week, right? They went on the road, they beat Rancho, and then they go at home, they beat ALA Ironwood, and they go on the road and they beat Holbrook by about 40, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're Roadrunners.
My Roadrunners, dude. They had nowhere to run.
How did you feel about that, dude?
You know,
did you
I
take
mean,
that
I'm not,
personally?
I didn't. You know, like I said, I was a Roadrunner fan. I still am, technically, you know. But, I mean, like, it was tough, man. But it is what it is, dude. Valley's just – the Trojan Army is just kind of invading, and they're conquering, and that's just kind of what it is.
This upcoming week, they have two big games, that, and they're both away. They're at Scottsdale, and they're at Gilbert Christian. So that'll be – Gilbert Christian, that matchup's going to be a great one.
What about Scottsdale Christian?
Scottsdale Christian, it's always a great matchup whenever they play against each other, you know. But Gilbert Christian's just at a different level than Scottsdale. So Scottsdale's got some great players. Hunter Wales is playing tough right now. I mean, that kid has improved.
He's playing at a high
so
level for
much.
Sure.
I mean, it's fun to watch him and all that. So, yeah. Okay, is there anything else you want to say from this past week before we get to our matchups of the week?
Oh, yes. I think – do you want to do this, like, before or after? Because I want to post the graphics –
Oh, for the Viral Heat.
I kind of want to talk about – do you want to talk about after or, like, before this? Just because
maybe.
I want to talk – I want to talk about
this. Conversation, like, live on air. Maybe we should just do a separate video and post that.
That's fine.
Okay, let's
that.
Do
works,
that.
Too. I think yeah, we should need to do that because, like, yeah, I think I had some pretty – our social media guy came up with some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, so just stay tuned for that. The Viral Heap Award, we have been watching for that. We're going to give some more information on that, so that way you guys know what's going on and it's not just, like, randomness, you know. So here we go. Let's get into our matchups of the week. And, Reyes, I'm trusting you on this one, big dog, that you're not going to screw the pooch like you did last time.
Man, so I – and like I said, I did look, you know, Monday through Saturday, 3A, 2A, 1A. And a lot of these matchups are, like – what do you call it? A lot of these matchups are – What do you call it, dude? Freaking – oh, region play. My bad. I'm sorry. I can't believe I couldn't say.
I would imagine most all of them are.
Majority of them are. There's still teams like Hopi and stuff like that. I think they do got like Freedom Games. But other than that, one game for me
– Oh,
even
hold on.
With
we got to do the transition music, bro. You know it's coming. Come on now, dude. Okay, have you figured out where that's from yet, big dog?
Nope.
Okay, let's go. Get into the matchups of the week. I can't wait. I don't even know what you picked, so I'm pumped.
So I have Highland Prep versus Arizona Lutheran to kick off the matchup of the week. And this is at Highland Prep.
Okay, I like that. At Highland Prep in the Honey Badger's Den.
At Highland Prep Arizona at the Honey Lutheran. Badger's Den, dude. Absolutely. I think that's going to be a fun one. Another one that I decided to go with that I thought would be kind of fun was a 1A, so some 1A love right in the 1A. Anthem versus Cicero Prep, dude. Anthem Prep's been playing kind of tough.
That's a great matchup in the 1A.
I'm just saying, dude.
Anthem Prep's playing tough this year.
You wanted me to show some love, so I showed some love. So I got you. Shouts out to Anthem Prep and Cicero Prep for the 1A matchups. There's another one that I didn't write down, but I think I should mention it just because it could be a good one because San Carlos right now is playing pretty tough. So I got San Carlos versus Leading Edge. You know, nothing
that's
crazy.
Good. San Carlos is playing good.
Yeah. So that's just for Monday. Tuesday.
Okay, so hold on. We got to make our predictions for it, though, big dog. You're going too fast right now.
My bad, dude. I'm just on one. I'm ready, dude.
Okay, so I think for ALA versus Highland, I've got ALA, even though it's on the road. I say ALA +3. And then
I'm going to go ALA +6.
And then for – you love that number 6, bro. And then what's
six, question mark?
For San Carlos –
and Leading
and,
Edge.
And Leading Edge. I'm going to go Leading Edge +8.
This is at and Leading Edge, too, yes.
And then for Anthem Prep and Cicero Prep, I'm going to go Cicero Prep. And I'm going to say, here, I want to make sure I know what I'm doing here. I'm going to say Cicero Prep. I want to look at some scores really quick. I would say Cicero Prep plus, man. This is a tough one, actually.
I'm going to go Anthem Prep. I'm going to go ahead and go +5.
I'm going to say +2 Cicero Prep. I think it's close. You know, Anthem Prep played against Lincoln Prep.
And this will December be at Cicero. 11. And this will be at Cicero.
It was a 3-point game that they won. So, I mean, it's a very, I mean, obviously a higher scoring game, but score spread very similar. So, yeah, I like that.
Should I just go to Cicero today?
You're not going to do it, bro. I know you're not.
Dude, okay. Anyways. You, dude. Tuesday, we have Ironwood looking to bounce back and Gilbert Christian looking to bounce back.
Okay. So they play against each other? They don't play against each other.
They do.
Oh, my gosh. Where is this at?
This is at – I forgot to put the – this is at ALA, too.
Dang, bro. Yeah, and, you know, something else we could talk about is Gilbert Christian's loaded schedule, this stretch that they've been on, dude. It's kind of bananas if you look at it. Obviously, this past week, playing at Yuma Catholic. But listen to Gilbert Christian's last few games, right? Fountain Hills, Yuma Catholic, ALA Ironwood, Northwest Christian, Valley Christian, and then they go to Coolidge. It's crazy that Coolidge is like the break, right? Like, that's unreal.
That's disrespectful that you just said that, dude. I don't even think you realize that.
Well, of those teams.
Like, you're calling them a break, dude?
I'm just saying, of those teams, that's like the one where I'm like, okay, right, respectfully. I mean, come on. Just because you say it doesn't make it, like, not whatever. yeah, I'm going to go with Gilbert Christian on this one. I think they're going to be really hungry with this. They lost to Yuma Catholic. That was a heartbreaker there at the end. And, you know, I would love to see what would have happened if Lupemi Ameli didn't reach for that ball at the very end. If he just kind of played straight up. I wonder how Vasquez would have handled that. But regardless, I'm going to go with Gilbert Christian. I think they're going to be ready to go on the road, especially. Got something to prove. They're going to try to rebound really well.
Plus
I got
four.
Them +2.
I got them +4.
Close games, though. +2.
Close game. So, yeah, that's in the 3A for Tuesday as well. We have, I think, a Coolidge and Florence. I think that's kind of a fun one.
Oh, that's about. A great one. Ray, all right. Redemption right now, big dog. I love it.
The Gophers have been flying under the radar,
hey,
low-key.
Hey, give me Florence. Give me Florence on this one.
Scary hours insert now.
I'm loving Florence. They play tough. Is this at Florence or at Coolidge?
This is at Florence, dude.
Oh, forgive me.
This is the Gophers den, bro.
Give me Florence +35. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, Florence and Coolidge is funny. Like, I would almost give...
There's some history in that one, too, man.
There's a lot of history. I would give massive advantage to whoever is in... whoever's at home. And I think that happens with most places, but, like, I really, really give that to, in this case. But I love Florence in this matchup. Give me that. Coolidge is going to have to play well against the zone. At last I saw, Florence was still playing some zone. And give me Florence +4. Man, close games, though.
I'm going to go Coolidge +8.
Really?
I think the Bears sniff them out of their den and... Grizzly bear. And we need to answer, like, animal noises.
I know. If we had an animal noise... Actually, probably wouldn't be that hard to get, like... Because you're supposed to, like, an eagle, a bear.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Thatcher and Safford.
Okay, that's a good game.
I know you're not in love with that one, but I'm just saying. Just something to talk about.
That's a good game. What's funny is it's a rematch.
They play in the Eastern Arizona Holiday basketball
and the championship,
tournament.
You know, and Thatcher ended up getting the best of them, and it was a close game. You know, they pulled away at the end.
57-51, dude. This is at Safford High School.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Safford on this one for sure. I go Safford. I don't want to say plus four. I'm going to say plus like six, your favorite number, plus six.
I'm going to go 6-2. Okay. Holbrook, Blue Ridge.
Holbrook and Blue Ridge.
And this is at Blue Ridge, dude.
I'm going to ride with Holbrook, dude.
You going to rock with them?
I am. Just because, like, I love the players that Blue Ridge has. They have great athletes. They have a great point guard. They have great shooters. They're really well coached.
And this is a rematch also.
I know. And who won the first time?
Holbrook did 61-53. So what is that? Yeah. 8 points?
Yeah. You know what? Even it's weird. Even hearing that makes me want to change, but I'm going to stick with my guns. Just because Blue Ridge seems kind of up and down a little bit. Holbrook is a little bit more consistent. And, I mean, honestly, Tyler Tapahau is going to be such a tough matchup.
He's a tough matchup, dude. He doesn't get enough praise, but, dude, that kid's tough. I'm going to go Holbrook. I'm going to go Holbrook plus 10.
Is he a senior or is he a junior?
I think he's a junior.
I think he's a junior, bro. That's crazy.
Is he? I don't know. Who knows? He could be a senior, probably no.
Okay, who's next?
Okay. With that, Pace and Sholo.
That's a good matchup, but I'm going to go Sholo. You know, Sholo, we've seen them play up close and personal, and Sholo can get hot in a hurry.
That's just how they play, buddy. That's just how they play. Remember that.
Where's this at?
Is that Sholo High School?
Yeah, especially being at home. They've got some great players, great guards. Yeah, I see Sholo coming out of this one. I say Sholo plus 11.
Whoa.
Is that bold?
Big time. No, that's not bold at all. I think Sholo plus I'm going to go Sholo plus 8. I think it'll be a little bit closer than what you think. Okay, moving on to Wednesday. Northwest Christian versus Scottsdale Christian.
That's good. I like that. This is an interesting one, you know.
A little bit of region play because these two teams are, yeah, it's interesting for sure.
This isn't like the Christian Challenge, is it? It's different, right?
I mean, technically it is, right? Northwest Christian, Scottsdale Christian.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that again this year like they did before, but... Yeah, I'm going to ride with Northwest Christian on this one. Northwest Christian is a group of kids that are super physical.
This is at Scottsdale Christian, by the way.
Yeah, I like Northwest Christian to win this thing. Hey, I got to talk about Northwest Christian and their jerseys, though.
You like the Jordan?
I don't hate their jerseys at all.
They're pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie.
I love the simplicity. It's just like the white. Like their home ones, it's the white. And then it's the purple, and then it says Crusaders. And then the purple is just like little lines, and then it's the Jordan logo. Dude, they look sick, bro. I love their jerseys.
Jordan jerseys for the senior showcase?
I'm just saying, they got those in black, too. That's kind of crazy, bro.
Jordan jerseys for the senior showcase?
Maybe. I don't know if we're built like that, but maybe.
We'll have to check the budget.
We'll have to check the budget, yeah. I go with Northwest, though. I think that their physicality is going to be one that will give Scottsdale some problems. But, man, Scottsdale, if they can get going, shooting the ball well, and punching the ball inside, too, to Wales, honestly, I don't know that Northwest has a kid that can match up great against Wales one-on-one. I mean, he's been playing really tough lately.
I'm going to go Scottsdale, and I'm going to go Scottsdale plus 4.
Okay. Yeah, I say Northwest, and I say Northwest plus about 10. I think they pull away at the end. But it's a close game all the way through.
I can respect that. Okay. Glendale Prep versus Phoenix Christian.
Dang, bro. Hey, these are some good matchups this week. I love these. You did a good
job.
Thanks,
man.
Redemption, I'm going to go.
We heard the noise. It's at Phoenix Christian, too, by the way.
I got to go with Phoenix Christian. You know, shout outs to our guy, Sandoval, Xavier, getting his first few dunks in, which is awesome. He's part of the club now, I guess. But
small ball legend, dude.
Yeah, so, like, really
is
cool
he a legend?
Stuff.
Nah, not really.
I like them a lot, Phoenix Christian. And I think Glendale Prep's going to play really well. But I say Phoenix Christian plus about 12 or so. I think their athleticism and their style of play is going to be a little bit too much for Glendale to deal with.
I can rock with
especially
that.
Especially on the road.
Yeah, PC plus 12. I like that. I'm going to rock with them. Okay. Next. Oh, this is a little 1A matchup for you, buddy. Ray versus Desert Christian, bud.
Oh, give me Desert Christian.
Quick and easy, dude.
Give me Desert Christian. Desert Christian plus 12. But, I mean, Ray's good, though. I mean, they've been playing really solid all season long. And to be honest, we probably haven't given them enough press or praise. But Ray
we put him in our top 10, though.
Right. But as far as, like, really talking about him, Ray is 12-1 right now. Right?
But you look at who they're playing. Right.
Well, that's the thing. And their last loss was to, well, PowerPoint
Superior.
Loss was to Superior, 50-52. So,
Superior's
I mean,
2-6.
This is going to be their biggest test by far.
This will let us know a lot about Ray.
Yeah. Yeah. This will be their biggest test by far.
I'm going to go Desert Christian plus 15.
And I'm talking about PowerPoint play, their biggest test by that. I say Desert Christian. I'm going to say plus 12 respectfully, but I think Desert Christian's really going to pull away with this because, I mean, they're a contender in the 1A for me.
This is add Desert Christian to it, by the way.
It could be anywhere. It could be in the desert, bro. It doesn't matter. Desert
doesn't even matter, bro, huh? I respect that. Okay, moving on to Thursday. It is a – I think it is – I don't know if this is a Christian challenge, but, I mean, like, a lot of matchups. Speaking of Northwest Christian, they go back-to-back against Gilbert Christian.
So Scottsdale, and then they play Gilbert?
And they play Gilbert. At Gilbert Christian.
Man, dude, Gilbert Christian is in a freaking gauntlet right now. Man, I don't know. What are your thoughts on this one?
Two teams that are very physical. One team that plays up-tempo. You know, they'll press you full court majority of the game.
I go Gilbert Christian on this one.
I'm going to go Gilbert. I'm going to go Gilbert plus 9.
The hard thing, though, that Coach Jason's going to have to think about with the Northwest. This is a team with Coach Cook that pushes
they're
also in transition.
They're both named Jason.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my God.
Scary hours.
But this is a team with Coach Cook that pushes the ball in transition way more than they have in the past. That's going to be something for them to think about because – you know what? And the game that we played against them, I think they had 22 points in the first half just off transition. That was it, right? And I think they had like 28 points in the first half, you know, or maybe like 30 or something like that. So I mean, a huge thing is going to be keeping them out of that area. But gosh, I mean, it's going to be a great matchup if they can do that. It's going to limit it. But you know, Gilbert Christian loves to play in the full court and pressure. So, but I like Gilbert Christian in this one though, and I say it's plus like 3. I think it could be really close.
I like that. Okay. Chinley at Page. Hey, shouts out to Page as a player. Tyrese
Stingley hitting 1,000 points.
Junior year, dude. Awesome.
It's impressive, man. He's a nice player. I'm going to go Page on this one. I like Page. They've got great guards, led by Coach Smith, obviously. But I just think that Page is a team. You know, we're going to talk about the rankings and where they could come out. Page is a team that is going to surprise some people with where they are at places. You know, they're going to be a top team for sure.
I like that, dude. I am going to go ahead and rock with Page, too. I think it's a close game, though. I'm going to go ahead and go Page plus 4.
Okay. Are we still on Wednesday right now?
This is Thursday, big dog.
Still on Thursday? Okay. How about this? I'm going to put some pressure on you. Why don't you pick, of the ones that you have, pick two more. Like, pick the two best matchups, and then let's get out of here.
Okay.
Give me your best one from Friday, your best one from Saturday.
Hold it real quick. Give the score spread. Because, I mean, Phoenix Christian and PCD play again on Thursday. That's at PCD. Morenci and Pima play. I wanted to kind of talk about that one.
That'll be a good one. You know, let's talk about that for a second, Morenci and Pima. You know, talking to Coach Thompson, he was saying that, you know, Morenci, and you've been showing a lot of love to Morenci, Ray, you know, behind closed doors. You've been talking about them a lot. But this is always a huge matchup between Morenci and Pima. And I think a lot of teams in this region, they really feel like this is their chance to kind of take over with Pima and to kind of win the region. Obviously, Coach Thompson will have something to say about that, but I still am going to rock with Pima on this one. You know, Morenci, I think at this point, is still undefeated, right, Reyes?
Technically, they are undefeated.
Like in PowerPoint play, they're undefeated?
In PowerPoint play, they're undefeated. They did beat Pima at the Eastern Holiday Basketball tournament, 52-45. This is at Pima. I'm going to go ahead and go Morenci, and I'm going to go Morenci plus six.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Yeah, I'm going to roll with Pima on this one. I can't ever bet against Pima again. Every single matchup, I'm going to roll with them.
Okay, I respect that. Okay.
Even if they played against like the Phoenix Suns, I'd say I'm all in at Pima.
I respect that. Okay, Friday. Out of that matchup, I mean, Highland Prep Santan, I thought was a perennial matchup, but it's tough, right? Because no eBay. But I still think.
No, it don't matter, bro. I think that's still the one.
That's still the one?
That's still the one.
I'm glad I put it there then, because that makes me feel good. Because I was like, even though eBay is not there. I mean, Highland Prep still got size and athleticism. You know what
they
I mean?
They do.
Like,
they have plenty to compete. I mean, they lost to Rancho by just like five, it was, or whatever. I mean, this is an amazing team, and they're very well coached. And you're going to tell me they're not amped up for this game against Santan Charter? I mean, they better be amped up. If they're not, they could lose by like a crazy amount just because of the way Santan Charter plays, right?
This is at Santan Charter too, by the way.
Oh my gosh, bro. I cannot wait to watch this game. I might have to do a live post-game show about this one.
That might have to be the one. Okay. I don't know if I want to put a score spread on this one. I'm just happy that this game's happening. It's going to be fun.
No, we got to put a score spread on it, dude. We can't just move on from it.
Okay, put a score spread on it.
I say Santan Charter, and I say plus 10.
Highland Prep.
Dude, you're crazy, bro.
Highland Prep plus
five. You
know
you are. You know you are. That's the funniest thing. Somewhere Coach Crooms is like, there it is again. You're public enemy number one for the Roadrunners too, bro.
I know. But I do. I mean, I know I put Santan number one in like rankings, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I did put Highland as my pick, dude. I can't, like you said, you can't bet against Pima. I can't bet against Highland, dude.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I think you can with them losing.
Respect it. Hey, just respect my choice, big dog. All right? I won't say just respect it. That's all I got to say. All right? You good, bro? All right, dude. Golly, man. Okay, Saturday. To wrap everything up, dude.
Last matchup. Let's do this one right here.
Valley Christian versus Gilbert Christian, dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know who my pick is. I can't bet against Valley Christian.
And then you know who my pick is.
And you're going to go with Gilbert Christian. I know that.
And this is at Gilbert Christian.
What's the score spread and why? Like, why do you think that?
I have no reasons, dude. I can't think of any reasons.
Well, no, okay, hold on, though. You have to have a reason. It can't just be, I don't have a reason.
Why not? I just can't go
because
in my heart.
That makes you, that loses your credibility. As
dude.
You got to have something, you know?
Well, because then if I have reasons, it's more reasons for Valley. I don't want to I don't want to do that, bro. How about that, dude?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to transfer.
I think, how about this, dude? Gilbert Christian's going to freaking fluster Valley Christian's guards. They're going to get Luke shot out of the way.
Look, here's what I'm going to transfer my soul into your body, okay? Ready? Do you see this with my hand? I'm transferring my soul into your body. There you go. And I'm going to give you an answer to that. Okay. Because this is the reason why I think Gilbert Christian is the best chance to upset a Valley Christian.
Let's hear it, dude.
It's just because they're Gilbert Christian. It's the rivalry, bro.
It's the history, dude.
Like, it's the history. Like, it's not like when you match them up on paper, Valley Christian is better offensively. Valley Christian is better defensively. Valley Christian can attack you in more ways. Valley Christian has more experience. Valley Christian, I mean, from top to bottom, right? But it's Gilbert Christian. Like, that's literally the only thing. And sometimes that's all you need, right? I will never forget, Reyes, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, but it was your senior year. That was the first year that I really learned a lot about rivalry games. And, you know, your senior year, respectfully, our team
it was just buns.
One of the worst teams that I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was
terrible, buddy.
And we played against Sedona, and Sedona was freaking godly back then. And
hey,
I was like,
hey,
we'd
be paired
lose.
As honors, buddy. Remember
I
that.
Thought,
be...
No, but that's not what I'm talking about. I thought we were going to lose to Sedona by 50. And I talked to Coach Wall, and I was like, man, what do you think about this? He's like, oh, it'll be a close game. I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, you don't understand. Every time we play against Sedona, like, our kids just figure it out. And it was like a freaking – we still lost, but it was like a five-point game. And I was like, how in the – like, what was that? And I remember thinking, okay, like, we're going to be better now this season. Very next game, end up losing by, like, 40 to somebody. You know, like, it was, like, right
back. Shouts out the Paradise Honors, dude.
But it was just it's just because it's Camp Verde versus Sedona, right? It's Gilbert Christian versus Valley. So they have the ability to. Awesome, well-coached. That's me transferring my soul to your body and giving you an answer. I'm coming back to my body, though. And I'm just saying, like, Valley Christian wins this, and I think it's plus – I'm going to say plus 11 right now. I'm going to say plus 11. I think Valley Christian, until I see otherwise, they are favored by double digits, I think, in every single game that I see them with.
That's fair. I can respect that.
And this is at Gilbert, right?
This is at Gilbert, dude.
Yeah, I still say that, though. So.
Okay, dude, but that's it. Those are the matchups, dude.
Hey, I'm gonna tip my hat off to you, bro. That was way better. That's redemption.
Thanks, man. I needed that.
That's redemption.
I needed that.
I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. Be on the lookout for our Patreon episode where we preview who we think is going to be in the top 10 of the brand new rankings that drop on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. So we'll catch you guys next time. Small Ball out.